Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Is Sammy P on the phone? Hey, Sam, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Before we get started, I do have to tell you, though, PointsBet has the fastest and easiest way to register in Illinois. And when you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, faster rewards. Everything is fast, and it's all in your hand. Scroll up, scroll down, and you can take care of business. Start the process today. Download the PointsBet app now. Use the code WGN2K. You get two free bets up to $2,000. Then you visit one of three convenient locations to complete the registration. They're at Hawthorne Racecourse in Crestwood and in Prospect Heights. It's PointsBet, Illinois' newest and best sportsbook. Sign up now. The code, one more time, WGN2K. You get two bets up to $2,000, and they are free. Time is money, and it pays to be fast. If you or someone you know has a problem and needs help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, now I'm ready to rock.
Okay, so Sam, first of all, you know, I know you speak to John every week, and I'm not really familiar with PointsBet because I think that I would get in on a bunch of stuff. So basically, you go, you register, and you can bet on a myriad of not just sporting issues, but if there's an award show, anything, right? You can put money down on anything?
Well, they have to sanction it. Now, this goes to the Illinois Gaming Board. They have to give approval in the state of Illinois. I don't think they're taking bets on movies or music yet. Again, it all has to be passed through. But you can bet on so many different things. My analogy is, if I want candy, right? I'm walking through the candy aisle. If there's two pieces of candy, I might look at I'm okay, but if there's 90 pieces of candy or 90 different types of candy, it's more likely that I leave with candy. So that's what all these sports books are trying to do. They're trying to get you in the door and give you as many options as possible. And believe it or not, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. The hot dog eating contest is a very popular event to wager on. And you mentioned Joey Chestnut. He is such a massive favorite. He was minus 5,000. Which means you have to bet 5,000 to win 100.
What? Why would somebody do that?
Because I guess he's that much of a lock to get it done. He has won the event 13 times.
I know. Last year, 75 hot dogs, right?
And 75 last year.
Yeah. And this year, what are the odds?
73.5 is the number. So if you go back the last 4 years, you mentioned 75. The three previous years, 71, 74, 72. So he sort of zigs and then zags. Here's how sick I am, though. I'm looking at the forecast for Coney Island, and it's raining all day Friday and Saturday, which leads you up to a steamy Sunday of about 80 degrees and humidity. Do you really want to eat 74 hot dogs in that? I don't know.
No. And I have had him in the studio, and I have interviewed him, and you would think that you would starve yourself for a few days before you would get in a competitive eating contest, when in fact they eat large amounts to stretch their stomach. I mean, there's a strategy to this, and 30,000 people show up to watch it. ESPN covers it, and they say millions of people watch it on TV, and it really is. Sam, have you seen it's kind of disgusting? Like, they dip the buns in water so they can down the food even quicker.
It's really disgusting. And if you think about the way the event has changed, I mean, we talk about Joey Chestnut and we're throwing out numbers in the 70s. But remember, before Joey Chestnut, it was Kobayashi who took the scene by storm. He broke through in 2001 and he ate 50. And we're like, oh my God, this guy ate 50 hot dogs. That was when it was 12 minutes. So he ate 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes. Chestnut's eating 75 in 10 minutes. I don't know how it's possible.
And I just look at people around the world watching this, like, you know, either online or maybe they're bet. I don't know. And they're thinking, oh, this is how Americans celebrate their Independence Day. They eat as many hot dogs.
Gluttons. Yeah. You damn gluttons. You got nothing better to do than eat a bunch of hot dogs. So, yeah, Chestnut is they're actually offering. Now, there's been a little bit of money on the field. So this is what the option is. You can either bet Joey Chestnut or you can bet everybody else. The field was 12-1 yesterday. Now it's down to about 8-1. So that, of course, brings the price down on Chestnut. So Joey Chestnut right now to win the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is minus 3,300. So you still have to put down a lot. 3,300 to win 100. I would never advise that you do that.
Oh, my gosh. Are you a Cubs fan?
No, and John's been giving me some smack because I said, wait until we get to July 1. Wait until we get there, because he's getting all excited in the middle of May, early June. He's like, I told you they were good.
Yeah. It was actually better watching what was going on Twitter than watching the game, because people on Twitter were just losing their minds. How can we be 8 runs ahead or 7 runs ahead and lose? They're free-falling, aren't they?
I saw this tweet. It's funny you bring that up. I saw a tweet that the Cubs scored a touchdown and then the Brewers scored 2. Because it was, wasn't it 7-0? Then it was 14-7. Look, the reality is the team is, they're average, and we've seen now, you look at the record, 42-39, okay, there are a couple games over 500, but they were playing so well above their skis. They were exceeding expectations, and when a team that doesn't really have a good starting rotation, 1-5, when a team like that goes through a slump, it snowballs. And a week ago, we're talking about them being tied for first place. 7 days later, they've lost 6 straight, and now they're like 6 games back. And I don't know that they have the depth, and I certainly don't think they have the pitching. I think the decision in that front office will be a lot easier, because a week ago, you have to believe that team thinks they can contend, and they might be adding pieces. If you assess the situation now on July 1st, I don't know how you add. I think you start subtracting and you start finally rebuilding this thing. It's long overdue, honestly.
I'm a Cubs fan, eternal optimist. Just think, what has changed in the past 7 days? What could change in the next 2 weeks? I'm still rooting for them, but are people betting on them?
Well, they bet them going into the last 2 weeks. Here's how this works. You know, when everybody sees the Cubs winning, they look at the points bet app and they're like, oh, yeah, I like the Cubs. So they bet the Cubs when the Cubs are hot. My advice is always very simple. You want to bet the right team at the right price. So 7 days ago, to win the division, the Cubs were 2-1. So 100 makes you 200. Well, now they've lost 6 in a row, and everybody's like, well, I don't know if the Cubs are all that good. My point remains, if you believe in the Cubs, that price has went up from 2-1 to 6-1. So if you still have faith in the Cubs winning the division, you get a very advantageous price. You're betting them on a downward slide, but if you think they can bounce back up, you get a much better return on your investment.
Okay, because I'm new to this, and this is Sammy P, and he is he's from PointsBet, and I just, you know, other than playing squares or stuff or personal bets with family members, I haven't really ever gone online and bet on anything. So who's your average person that is, I'm guessing male, right?
Actually a 25-year-old, 30-year-old male with disposable income. Maybe, you know, maybe rent is $1,000 and they got a little bit extra coin to play with. But yeah, it's probably an out of college male. That's probably your average better. And nobody's really asked me that before, so I respect the question. I'd say it's a male 25 to 30 is the average better.
So likelihood that their parents are listening to the show right now. So if you want to know why your kid just got flush with cash or is maybe asking for you to float him a loan for the rent next month, it's probably because, you know, they are into sports and they are ready to make a gamble. I mean, that comes with age. So what are people doing when it comes to the White Sox?
Well, they've just continued to bet this team all season long. And the White Sox heading into the 2021 Major League Baseball season, they had about the third best odds to win the World Series. So from Jump Street, bookmakers are like, this team is good, they're a contender, and they very well could make and win the World Series. None of that has changed. It's been more of an affirmation, right? So when the White Sox have a 4-game lead July 1st, they're 47-32 without two of their best players in Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert. You're looking at them. So I told you about the Cubs. You bet 1 to win 6. To win the NL Central, You have to bet 6 to win 1 on the White Sox to win the division. So flip it on its head. That's how big of a favorite they are. The numbers say there's an 87% chance they make the division and they win it. So
wow.
They have been taking care of business all season long, and they are about 8-1 to win the World Series right now. 100 wins, 8. The only teams with better odds are the Dodgers and the Astros. Then it's the White Sox.
So, Sammy P, I envision with like a headset on all the time and a phone in this hand and a phone in that hand and watching every sporting event. Is that an accurate portrayal of you? Like, are you on, you it seems like you have a wealth of knowledge about every sporting event.
Are you watching me right now?
No, but man, the picture comes right through into my brain.
Doesn't it? I do have glasses on, so that only builds up the stereotype. So I have what they call an odd screen. It's essentially like a Bloomberg terminal, you know, for people
right.
to trade stocks. Only it's all teams or players, and it's a live market. The thing about the betting market, and I love talking about this with people, you know, the stock market closes at a certain time, right? The closing bell rings, and then you can relax until the following morning. Sports betting doesn't sleep. This is a 24/7, 365 market. These lines move at 2 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 11 o'clock at night. The market never sleeps. So I constantly am looking at the market, watching the prices move, and see where the money's going. It's a fascinating situation, honestly.
Okay, I got one more question for you, because I was born and raised in Rockford, but radio has been my passion, and I had a chance to launch a radio station in Houston, Texas. And of course, I did endorsements for a big furniture store and got to know this guy named Mattress Mac, who has now become somewhat of a national figure. During the hurricane, he let anyone without a home come and live in his furniture store. He sells furniture by the millions every year, and he is available to bet on, or how does that work?
So he's been firing in the markets. He actually made a huge bet. He won like $10 million when the Astros won the World Series.
Wow.
Now I don't know how he plays this into his store. I know that if you spend X at his store, if the team wins the World Series, you get all your furniture for free or whatever. Like
right.
it's a package promo deal. But Mattress Mac, he bet $3.35 million on the Astros to win the World Series. If they win, that 3.3 becomes $35.6 million. And all of a sudden, I feel very, very, like, I feel like I'm just a peanut in the bowl.
He did all of this from one furniture store. Honestly, you just can't imagine the volume of furniture. And he's a character. I mean, you tend to see him on national news every once in a while. But number one, I can't imagine having almost $3.5 million to lose. But more than that, winning $35 million? Wow, that's a possibility, huh?
I get nervous when I bet a couple hundred. This guy bet $3.3 million. Insane.
I put a 20 into the video poker machine, and if it's gone, I'm done. That's kind of it for me. I'm really happy to meet you. So it's Sammy P from Sportsbet, and thank you for filling me in on all of this and how it works and just a picture of what people are spending money on these days. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.